All right, welcome to the
Go ahead.
December 18th meeting of the WPCA. I'd like to call this meeting to order, and we'll start by Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
And to
and
the
to the
Republic
Republic for
of
which
which
it
it stands,
stands, one nation, under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with liberty
liberty and
and
justice
justice
for all.
for all.
All right, roll call. I'm here, of course. Mr. Miani.
Here.
Mr. Curtis. Deputy
Here.
Kell. Thank you, sir. All right. We have a quorum and the meeting is started. I see Mr. Abel's here, Mr. Tedeschi's here. Hopefully Brian jumps in on this sooner or later. Item number four, public portion. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? And for a third time, is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? Hearing none, we're going to close public portion and move on to item five, approval review of the proposed 2025 meeting dates. First of all, guys, I'm going to apologize about the packet that went out. It was a little crazy, but I sent it late. You should have got the dates in the first thing that was sent to you, but I looked at all these dates. None of them, 99.98% sure, fall on a holiday. So did you guys get to see the meeting dates that were proposed?
Yeah, it would. I mean, I have no problem with him. I'd say motion to accept.
I hear a motion to accept. Do I have a second?
Second. Yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Excellent. So the 2025 meeting schedule has been adopted. Item number six, approval of the minutes pending results. This one we're going to have to waive or postpone because we did not get any minutes from October 16th or the November 20th meeting. So at this point, we'll move on to number seven, the Weston and Sampson Monthly Engineering Report. Bob, you're up.
Okay, just going down the list, the first item, we're still waiting for the official signed version of the acceptance of the facilities plan. We got emails and verbal confirmations, but we're still waiting for that official. It's in the signature track. The Route 34 project, we're still waiting for the DOT and the contractor to schedule CCTV inspections to get us our as-built and closeout documents. I believe there was some movement towards getting the materials that were due to the city, but let Ed speak to that later. We're still planning on getting phase six out to bid over the winter so we can have a like to get that out in January. It's ready to go. The MPDS permit renewal, we met the deadline. They're backlogged and making inspections. I don't know, Ed, have you heard anything from them?
No, sir, not yet.
We did a handful of these. Only one of them has been acted on that we know of. So you're still operating under the permit that you have in place. Dewatering system, the rotary press arrived from Canada on December 3rd. It is sitting in the garage as we speak. We're reviewing shop drawings, answering RFIs, contractors ordering the other support materials, but the majority of all the long lead time items are at the plant. Anticipate over the next few months ordering and receiving materials with the anticipated start date. I think we're shooting for March to get that actually installed, February or March. The aeration blowers, those are ordered and expected delivery in March. The Naugatuck River siphon, we did the bathymetry survey and we noticed that based on that bathymetric survey that was done of the Naugatuck River, which is basically underwater survey, the amount of exposed pipe is not just what's visible from the shore on the west side. It's highly likely that more than half or at least half the pipe is exposed underwater. Anthony Manzaro and I had a conversation with FEMA Monday morning. It was a precursor meeting to an in-person meeting to discuss a potential funding source for the repair. So we're anticipating a follow-up meeting in person at the plant in January to discuss funding of this repair. So that's where we're at. And the last one, wastewater treatment plant upgrade. We've come up with we've extracted all the information from the facilities plan, all the ideas that went into there. We've got them on paper. We met with everyone at the plant. We had a really good multi-hour meeting last week. A lot of great ideas from everyone. And we're moving to compile that information and get them into working documents. And over the next several months, we're going to be moving forward to a 30% design. And then moving toward a value engineering session. So it's, we're in the works. That's about it.
Excellent. Gentlemen, do we have any questions in regards to the Weston and Sampson report?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay. Actually, one other thing I'll add. When last month when we were talking about invoices, I for clarity, I added a status report to each of the invoices, and I'll do that from now on, which will tell you briefly what was done for the invoice and how that project is tracking financially. So you can see, where you're at.
Thank you. And what I did was the invoices that were submitted by you will be coming up a little bit later on item number 9, I believe. What I did was instead of introducing your invoices here, just get your report done. We'll get Ed Abel's report done. And then when Brian Hall does his report, we'll do the invoices so we know we have the attention of the finance guy.
Okay.
Unless you want me to change it, though, I'm unhappy.
No. We're good. Thank you.
Hey, Rob, I got a quick question. Are you involved with the digging that was going on? I don't know if it still is or not. Third in Minerva? Seemed like they had some couple of big machines in there. Is that part of WPCA or is that just?
No, WPCA's work is done. I think I don't know. I know they were filling some storm lines. I'm speculating. They know they're, but it definitely is not that I'm aware of WPCA work. That's been long done.
There were two areas there on top of around 3rd Street, I guess, Minerva and 3rd. They had two holes there they had dug with steel plates on one of them. I was just curious what it was.
Excuse me, Mr. Hall is entering the meeting.
Thanks. Thank you, Mark. Welcome, Brian.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Brian.
How goes the battle?
It's going.
It's going.
I'm going to email Kathy right now about getting this Zoom link fixed. So.
I already talked to Mark about that too. We'll have that done for the next. I always click on it and it says, "Oh, you're getting a Mark's personal one," and then I say, don't go there. And then I just put the meeting ID number in, which is exactly the same as the link. And it takes me right to this one.
Oh, okay.
We'll get this fixed. So Rob, let me ask you a question then. The reports that you would have underneath that, the blower support, the phase 6 INI removal, the siphon repair, and the WT GP upgrade, those all go with the invoices you submitted?
Yes, that's a it's a spreadsheet that I attached to the invoices, okay. just summarizing what was in my report and the history of the finances of the project. So you know if you're 50% spent.
Okay. Sure. So when I bring up the invoice, I'll just go back and jump to those support documents.
They're attached to the invoice.
Not when I got them, but that's a whole different story. That's a whole okay. different story. We'll get there.
Okay. Get there.
We're working through this. All right. We're going to jump to, I'm going to skip over A, B, C, and D and move those to 9C, which will go over the invoices that we have also. So we're going to jump to item number 8, which is Ed Abel's report.
And good evening, all. For the collection system in November, we responded to a total of 97 call before you dig tickets with 2 emergencies. And we also responded to a total of 4 emergency call-offs. For the plant in November, we had an average daily flow of 0.99 million gallons a day, with a total flow of 29.83 million gallons a day and a daily max flow of 1.6 million gallons a day. Average total nitrogen is 53 pounds per day. Our annual permit limit is 71. And as of now, our annual average is 70.15 pounds per day. So we're just under our permit limit. Average effluent BOD was 9.1. Average suspended solids was 7 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 2.2. For maintenance, we repaired numerous repairs were made to the belt filter press, including repairing 2 roller shafts. We also completed our second quarter sewer cleaning maintenance and made repairs to our Muffin Monster grinder. In general, the new solids handling system, as Bob had mentioned earlier, was delivered on December 3rd, 2024. The 2 new blowers are scheduled to be delivered February 2025. We're continuing to search for funding and grant opportunities for the repairs of the East Derby siphon due to the storm damage from August 18, 2024. There is also attached old business, the proposal for the fog emulsifier at Roosevelt Drive Pump Station and 124 Old New Haven Ave reimbursement, to which there are no updates on that.
Thank you, Ed. Are there any questions on Ed's report?
No, sir.
All right. Listen, somebody got to throw it out there, and Kelly's probably well aware of this, but Muffin and Monster?
Oh, I got 2 of them. Tell them, Ed. It's not what it sounds like.
It's a shredder grinder, and the name of the company is called Muffin Monster. It's this big green monster with these teeth, these cutting teeth that they have on the grinder itself. I'll try to pull a picture up for you if I can.
All right. I saw that. I was like, somebody got to ask.
Yeah, no, it took me a while too.
I'm not even going there. All right. Mr. Miani, any questions on Ed's report?
No, thank you.
I only have, Ed, just one thing on the belt filter press. If you could catch me up, are we replacing that? Are we looking to replace it? Or are we just dealing with it?
No, the belt filter press, that is what we're replacing with the new solids handling system that came in on December 3rd.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Hearing no questions, we'll move on to number 9, the finance reports with Brian Hall. Brian, so basically, we're not, basically, I just asked you to put in the check registers so that we can see on a monthly basis what's just going out for accounts. I know that checks that have been cut, such as this first page here, the $12,945, it's already been approved by this committee, but I just want everybody to see that these items are going out on a monthly basis in case anybody has any questions. The other thing that I kind of asked for, Brian, and I'm going to have to work with Kathy on this, is I don't want any invoices which she shipped us less than $5,000. This committee has control of everything $5,000 and on. We trust Ed Abel to take care of all the smaller bills, like the electricity and the gas or whatever else, telephone that I saw coming up and what she listed. So I'll talk to you afterwards, but I just want to have a meeting probably shortly and just go over this stuff and maybe bring Kathy in to let her know so we don't get inundated with the number of documents that we got this month. So
yeah, no, for sure. Makes perfect sense. I mean, whatever you want to do, we've talked about that a few times. So I think we definitely just got to get Kathy on board with what we want her to, you know, to put. And then I think the financials, I don't know that I saw them in the packet. I'd sent her on the Excel. I know at one point there was an email with the Excel file. I had removed some of the prior year period information just so the board could focus on, you know, current year versus budget. I don't know if that's helpful. I'm happy to add it back, right? I just hit some columns, but, yep. You know, there was no real big update there, you know, until we get to March where the collections kind of pick up. But what I will say is a couple months ago, the mayor put me in charge of the tax office as well, some of my other responsibilities. So I did have a big push to make sure we got everything updated in our system, and then sent out some delinquency notices the last week or so. So, you know, it has created, you know, a lot of awareness for sure, as well as, so it's been driving in some money, which is good. I think, you know, a little bit of noise for sure. Definitely been busy down in the office. I was down there today. folks are confused about the bills. They have just general questions about how it works. So we've been answering those and trying to, you know, keep everybody aware and informed. But just in case you see something on social media or whatever's going on, I mean, that's part of what's going on. I don't think those delinquency notices have gone out in a long time. That was part of some of the collection rate problems I think we've been having in the past. That's definitely something we need to continue to do, you know, when appropriate. So I think that's kind of really the big financial update that's going on right now. And like you said, getting squared away with exactly which information this board wants to see on a monthly basis is something, like, again, I'll work with you on whatever it is you want me to provide.
Yeah, like I said, I'd like to sit with you and just, you know, like the three reports that we're about to look at, maybe we have one consolidated report that just shows what checks from last meeting to almost this meeting, like probably the week before, because I'd like to have all the materials in Mr. Curtis and Mr. Miami's hands at least a week prior to the meeting so they have time to digest it. So if we could just maybe do that type of report, that's what I've been looking for. But I'll sit with you and we can discuss it. I don't think, Kelly, any concerns? Or so if we get it, a report from Brian, or it actually be the week prior to the last meeting to a week prior to this current meeting, all the checks that went out, just to see what's going on with the accounts, would that suffice?
For me, I would say yes. I mean, a week is plenty of time.
Checks above 5,000 or in all the checks?
Well, I just a run of the checks that were cut against our accounts. So we don't have to take action on the report. It's just a report to show us. You know, a check might show up for $20 for Ed Abel's hat, and that we could question. I wouldn't pay $20 for that hat, Ed, but I'm sure you got it at a discount price with your, you know, being frugal as you are. But I don't want this committee to be, I want you guys to see everything, you know, so there's no action reports. It's just a report to show what went out of the accounts. And the only invoices we're going to see, Bob, is anything over $5,000.
I think another good report, if we could get it, would be, even if it's every quarter, where we stand with the remaining money from the bond, and also how much we've spent. We always ask for that. We never got it. I don't think I've seen anything since Keith left. And even that was pulling teeth to get. But even if it was once every 6 months, just to know where we're at with that, I think that would be a good thing to have.
Yeah, look, that's an easy one to do. Yeah. I think it's on that financial report, the new money that we're spending out of that bond referendum. So I think it's really just about level setting how much has already been spent,
right.
You know, to date. Which, look, off the top of my head, I want to say is like $19 million, but I will, I'll get you the exact number. And then once you know that, then it's like, okay, we're planning to spend $1 million and change this year on the press. So, you know, now we're up to $20 million, and then going from there.
Yeah.
Excellent. I made a side note, and I'll make sure that we include that in it at minimum of probably quarterly.
How often is the our payments updated on runoff? Things like salary, it seems like it's always like 6 months behind. Are we updating monthly now, daily, or what are we doing?
Yeah, no, the monthly. So the finance report has expenses through November, end of November. So that's updated. I know salaries is definitely updated as part of that. You know, if there's some outstanding invoices or something that's still in the works, that might not be reflected in there, but once the check's cut, then it hits the expenses and it should be in the report.
Okay. So Brian, just real quick, this is check, voucher, register. So we have actually three different ones for this period, a lot on 12-2. And these go back to after our last meeting. So you probably ran them at different times.
Yeah, so it looks like one's 12-2, and then let me look at the other one.
Is it possible to do reports? So our last meeting was like, let's say 11-19 or something. And is it possible to do just one report showing everything that was charged against the check number, charged against our account for a 4-week period?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right. So this one's 11-21 through. So, I mean, generally speaking, they're going to have a check run once a week. So I think what you're seeing here is the 3 weeks, but can we combine all of them into one report? Sure.
Excellent.
But essentially, even though all those dates are the same, it's just because they do the check runs, maybe once a week, maybe less if it's not a need to. It looks like maybe 12-2, there was broken into two different check runs, but for the most part, sure, that won't be a problem.
Okay, and like I said, gentlemen, this isn't a report we technically have to take action on, but I want to make sure everybody in this committee sees what is being paid out from our accounts through Brian's reports, which I greatly appreciate.
And then the next one, I think, is the budget report, which, unless there's questions on the other one, this is the one where, again, we typically looking at it in Excel. It had a lot more columns, so I just kept it specific to 24, 25, and then the November year to date, right? So here's what we've collected so far in both, sewer use fees, back taxes, and capital fees, with roughly the $2.7 million overall. And then at the bottom, it shows all the expenses, which again, those salaries are updated through November 31st with the overtime and everything like that. Now, look, a few of these expense items, kind of like employee health benefits and things like that, those are not being updated as frequently. But what I can say is those, I am starting to get some more reporting, so I can do something with that. Get those a little bit more updated than in the past. But, you know, that particular one, right, having done the audit now, we don't spend that kind of money in health benefits. You know, there's some people out in workers' comp now, which is unfortunate. And, you know, so there's going to be some extra costs for that. But generally speaking, I think there was $10,000 of health benefits last year. So that's something we definitely need to look at the budget for this year. And, you know, we can certainly bring that down, you know, for next year. And I think the budget's another thing we can talk about with this regard, right? Like, I started to get out the email to some of the different department heads. So we're starting it for the city. I know WPCA is a little bit behind, so we don't have to jump into it right away. But I think this report's going to help everybody when we get to that point. And like I said, there are some big expense items in here, like collection system rehab, where we budget $300,000. We're only at $12,000 year to date. Benefits, like we talked about, where that number's just got to change and come down. And then be thinking about the bottom, the capital account there. So those are like referendum expenditures. So, you know, obviously we budgeted the 1.3. We're still waiting on the press and all those expenses to come through. I don't think we're still going to be anywhere near 1.3, but those are the type of, you know, things where we're using our capital FEMA. Now, to pay the bond services, that doesn't go against $32 million we borrowed. But things like the phase one improvements or engineering services, those do go against
it. Ryan, if you go back a couple pages back, we had a whole list of, it said cash. What was that all about?
Which one, the check registers? Is that what the ones you were talking about?
Yeah, it was checks. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the checks that were written in those weeks. So for the week of 12-2, we wrote those two checks. And then what'll happen is, now that was in December, right? So you don't see that in the report yet. Next month's report, those checks will turn into expenses in that next sheet.
But they're just defined as cash. That dog doesn't hunt. What expense is cash?
Well, so technically all the checks are going to be cash expenses. So the 10-400 is a cash account. That
just what I'm getting at is we had, what, $16,620 listed as cash WPCA. For what?
Yeah. So
you talking so salaries or something? Or what? I don't understand. You have it listed as cash. And you had just like 10 names or with $500 after each one.
So those, I believe, were related to
clothing allowance.
Yeah, the clothing allowance that goes out.
So I wouldn't say clothing allowance, not cash. I mean,
right. So
sounds like somebody's running a lottery, you know, cash. But that dog doesn't hunt. You said clothing allowance. You know, it's an item.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what ends up happening is, yeah, that those turn into the closing allowance on the next report. I can see if we can add that expense item, you know, the category to this report. I'll ask Jamie about that. Because really, this is just meant to say, here's the vendors and here's the checks that we paid. And then they get fed into the general ledger system, which then allocates them into these different expense items.
But if they're WPCA checks, we should be able to look at it and say, oh, that's for whatever it is.
Yeah, so another level of detail with those checks, like the same level here, right? So like eventually, like I said, it makes it into here, but you want to see it on the same report. Yeah, let me see if we can do that or not.
So yeah, Brian. So maybe just the vendor name and the line item that it's being charged against.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might make it easier.
Yeah, I gotta play with the reporting, but yeah, let me see if we can add that. Okay.
All right, so the fiscal year budget to date. Out of 2.6, we've spent 1.1 capital.
And yeah, 1.179, and most of the bond money's come out. So, like, you know, you're going to be right at that 1.374, right? You know that going into the year, there's not going to be any variability there. You know, maybe on the plant one improvements, again, we got the press for a little bit cheaper than what we had, I think, anticipated. So we may have some favorability there, but those big expenses haven't hit yet, right? On the operating side, though, that's where if you go, okay, 3.2 million was the budget. We're at 756,000 through November year to date. You know, you're running pretty favorable, right? And like I said, it was some of those big items, the maintenance expense, some of these benefits that were just over budgeted. So, I mean, what it tells me is we're very unlikely to have to raise rates again going in this budget cycle. I mean, I think, you know, that's really not going to be any kind of concern of mine. I think we can probably bring down the 3.2 million next year. But again, we'll talk about it, you know, when it gets closer to budget season.
How far back, Brian, just quick, how far back? I know that we converted software probably last year, which is driving you nuts, but how far back to the historical records in the new system go? So if we said we need to set the budget for next year and we'd like a five-year historical of line items and expenses, kind of like this setup here, mm-hmm. would we be able to get out of that system a five-year historical?
Not five, but I'm thinking you got this year, certainly last year, and I believe the year before was carried forward. So I want to say we could probably look at, you know, the last 2 years of actuals and then like a forecast for this year. And then I'd have to kind of go dig into the old system and see what it could recover. I mean, we can look at the overall numbers because those are in the audit. So we could know that we spent, you know, did we spend 2.5 million or 2.7 million? Like we can get the big numbers. Getting the line item detail, we might only be able to go back a few years.
Okay. You know, I don't deal, besides the finance stuff I deal with at work, it's just good to see a five-year projection. So to know kind of where certain line items are going up or down, when we set the budget, it's tough to just look at last year and say, oh, we only spent 100,000. We need to put 200,000 in next year, not knowing what we did the year before. So, all right.
So, yeah. So we'll definitely bring back some of that historical data when we look at the budget, and for sure, we'll have the 2 years anyway, to compare against.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I mean, at the end of the day, I wouldn't recommend lowering fees because we need to build up this war chest for what we all know is going to be huge expenses down the road. But I certainly wouldn't raise them at this point because I think we're more than covering all of our operating expenses and, you know, building up a cushion along the way.
But Brian, I think since I've been on the board, I don't think we've raised it once. We've always gone into our general account just to keep things, you know, without having to raise it. So historically, we've been pretty good on not raising the fees.
Yeah, and but part of that is because our rates are probably higher than they should be, higher than a lot of places, right?
Yeah.
So, but like I said, it's not bad when you got a $60 million problem coming down the pike. So.
Yeah.
Let's hope by the time we get to it, it's 60. All right, folks, any Mr. May, anything else on the year-to-date budget report?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis.
No, not at all.
Bye. All right, so this brings us into some of our invoices that have shown up. This was on 12/2/24. I put this in here because it's only $341,000 for the dewatering system upgrade. Bob, you know what this is? You want to speak on this or Ed?
That's where I got the hat from, was when we paid for this.
Yeah, I see the last zero kind of looks like a one, so I'm sure you paid the dollar for it.
No, this is the new press that came in on December 3rd to replace our old antiquated belt filter press. This was the final payment.
Okay. So I'm assuming, and don't get me wrong, I haven't been here long enough, but the $620,000 contract was approved. We just need to approve this $341,000 invoice.
Yes, sir.
We have to approve for payment.
Okay. So I will at this time entertain a motion to approve invoice FP100646 to Fournier in the amount of $341,000. Anybody want to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Mr. Miani, second?
Second.
Mr. Curtis, any further discussion?
What is the balance? Sure. What is the balance after this 341? I don't see that here. Is it zero? I thought it was 800,000 for that unit.
I think that was for the installation.
Yeah.
Installation and all the rehab, all the work that had to be done in the plant.
So 682 looks like total. Is that what it was?
$620,000 was the total contract. And it says we paid 55% upon delivery. And now we owe $341,000.
We paid 55% and it's only 620.
No, this is the invoice for the 55%. So, because I believe they just kind of started this. The 45%, Ed, I imagine is still to come. Because I don't remember seeing the.
Is this the first payment?
No, this is the last payment.
The last payment.
We've already paid the 45%.
Okay. Well, we paid 45, so this is 55%, I guess you're saying, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, the 55.
Okay.
Charlie, also understand this is out of the bond. This is out of the referendum money for this.
Right.
Quick note.
So, Charlie, I guess we approved payment for this.
All right. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Bill passes. I've made a note that this is a bond bill.
Charlie, I think everything with the blower also is part of the bond bill.
So here's the blower invoice. It's actually, so the November invoice is $925. We still have an outstanding balance of $13,875 from September of 2024 to Weston and Sampson, because Bob needs a new Ferrari.
I'm a Chevy.
So Brian, I included this, even though this new invoice is only for $925, which Ed could have signed off on. It's less than $5,000. Is there some reason we're so far behind on the $13,875 payment?
No, not that I can think of, unless it's just hung up somewhere in the approval process, but if Janie's been getting the invoice, I'd be surprised if it's still.
I'm going to go back to 12-2.
I haven't signed off on any Weston and Sampson invoices in the last few months. I haven't seen any.
Okay.
So maybe they're, maybe we just got to go find them and recirculate them or something.
So my question.
You know what, Brian? What about like the blower support? The grind, the solids press, all of that's bond issue. So back in the day, historically, this defunct committee of the infrastructure, we had to give authorization on those too. I'm so confused of what's going on with all this shit. I don't even know whether there is such a committee anymore. But is there a reason, maybe because they haven't been signed off by that committee, that's why they're not getting paid?
It really shouldn't be, because once that committee lost most of its members and could no longer, you know, operate, this committee became de facto authority over all the referendum expenses. So they really shouldn't be hung up somewhere. And that's why I think this committee should see both, you know, the regular operating as well as all of the referendum to sign off on. I just wonder if, you know, this invoice just got lost somewhere. And so look, if we just if we can find it, track it down, Ed, we can recirculate it, or I can have Jamie research it to see what's going on.
Bob, where are you guys emailing your invoices to? Because I know I don't get them.
I would send them. I was always sending them to Jack. With the report and Marcy and to yourself. And then we included, you know, as part of prepping for this meeting. This invoice particularly is for work in September, but it was approved at the October meeting. So it wasn't like that old.
This one, I kind of looks familiar. Maybe it just got, we created an accounts payable, you know, at Derby CT or whatever, I think is the email. So if you don't have that email, that's the one you need, because that's all the invoices got to go there. That's Jamie. She'll route it and get the right approvals, and we'll make sure it's getting paid. So,
Bob, I think that's the problem right there is, I would see your invoices in the packet that you sent for the meeting report. I think Jack must have been taking those invoices out separately and then sending them off to get paid. So if you could just send the invoices separately, you can still attach them to your report, but send the invoices separately to both myself and accounts payable. That way we'll get them every time they come in.
And accounts, how do I send them to accounts payable, Brian, or is that?
No, I'll send you an email in a few minutes, and I'll have the email address to send them to.
Perfect.
I'm working on it right now.
Right, and all I would ask for this committee is, Ed, when you get it, if it is above the $5,000 threshold, forward it so we can put it on the meeting minutes.
Okay. With my last couple ones, I wrote referendum. Would you guys prefer I put bond instead?
Same different wording. What's better for the accounting people, Brian?
It don't matter. I know what he means, whichever one he uses. So
that's fine. But I would like to see that, and I'm sure Mr. Curtis, Mr. Miami would like to know what goes against the referendum versus what is paid out of the WPCA budget.
Yeah, and again, that'll make it easier for that quarterly or bi-yearly report too, you know, just to distinguish which one's which.
Right. So
in the 925, I think it's important on this one to understand that, like, that's a portion of the overall bill. And I do remember this board approving the $18,000 for the grant writing for the blower.
Right.
So, you know, at that point, I don't think you need to reapprove it just because the bill comes in pieces. You know what I mean?
Do we agree with that, Mr. Curtis or Mr. Miani? I mean, we approve a contract for, let's say, $20,000 and a bill comes in for $10,000 of that. We should still probably go through the approval process, or are you good because we approved the contract for the total of $20,000?
I'd like to see it. I'd like to at least see the percentage, you know, like, I don't know what I want to say. I think I'd want to see how much of that, like here, 18.5, we just were, you know, what we previous build out 13,875. I mean, I think I would like to at least see the bills. No, nothing. Maybe we don't have to approve it, but see how close we are and how much more we have to go.
We got two different items there, Charlie. One, you were approving the contract. The other is approving payment. And payment is what we should really see. I agree with Kelly there on that item. So we would look at the payment against the contract. If we don't approve the contract, there will never be a payment, right?
Correct. And yeah. I totally agree 100% with you guys. And I, Bob, if Tedeschi, if you could send them all like this, this would be wonderful, because it does give us a report on where we are with the payments on a contract that we approved for $18,500.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful, and I'll send them to accounts payable and Ed for pre-approval. And I think after, if they're over five, I think they still go to the, if they still go to the board for approval, because, so someone like this, you wouldn't want to see a partial payment under 5,000. Anything over five, go to the board.
Yeah, this one's only 925, because there's somewhere along the line, the 13,875 is probably already approved. But this one, it could sign off on. But this report is a great report for that item, because it shows us the total contract value and shows us where we're at currently for it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that's great. I think that's a big help to be able to just look at that at a glance and know where we're at with that particular, like you say, task or project, whatever. I think that's great.
All right. So I'm actually going to just push this one off. Ed, you have that invoice 12240164 is well within your purview. And between you and Brian, if you could figure out where the invoice 12402217 lies, that'd be helpful. I'm going to go to the next one. Let me do a little zoom in here. So the Phase 6 INI removal program, we padded July 2024.
Ah, typo. Forgot my glasses.
All right. There's an outstanding $4,800 once again. This one's only $2,400. So this is goes with the report. And because under $5,000 doesn't need approval, this is within Ed's purview. But Ed, once again, if you could figure out invoice 12240159 from this report, just to figure out why we haven't paid that one yet.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Miani, any questions on the INI removal?
The only thing I would say, and again, I'm open to however you want to do it, this is another bond expense, correct? Because it's phase six.
This is not. The II projects we've historically not called them or charged them to the referendum.
Okay, my misunderstanding then. Okay.
Right, that line item that you saw that had like $300,000 in it, and it was only like $12,000 out of it. I forget where it was in the budget list. That's kind of what that pertains to.
Okay, that's where this gets coded to. Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't believe the $5,000 limit that we put on for our checking applied to, say, billing from Weston and Sampson. I may be wrong, but I don't think it was. We always had a separate approval on any engineering. Otherwise, we don't know what's going on. This whole billing process here, $4,800 is under $5,000, that can be paid forever, we would never know the difference.
Well, actually, yes, but this will actually show up in the reports of the checks cut that Brian will be forwarding to us on a monthly basis. So if it includes
the engineering charges, you're saying that's going to be shown on the checks?
It should. I mean, there should be something in here for Weston and Sampson for what we're paying out.
We should get an invoice from Weston and Sampson, and then just we approve payment on. I don't recall just looking at a piece of paper and cutting a check.
The invoice is the next
somewhere. Date. If you look in history,
well, here is the invoice.
That's the invoice. That
okay. We would look at the invoice as it came through. That's what would in prior approvals.
Okay.
We always looked at Weston and Sampson as a separate item.
So you have to ignore my ignorance for not being here long enough, but I just kind of, from the blank statements made, thought that any bill under 5,000, Weston Sampson or not, was the purview of Mr. Abel. Mr. Curtis, what's your recollection on Weston and Sampson bills?
Joe, you know what I think it was? We kind of authorized all the in the past. We pretty much authorized all the bills, and then when we talked about it a little bit during the summer, going by the 5,000 or more thing, we really didn't have to do the ledger bills, and I think it was just a case of we had to first distinguish whether it was for regular business or whether it was for the bond with everything from Weston and Sampson. I think we just did it for precaution, to tell you the truth. But I know what Bob's saying, that I don't think we need to authorize it as much as at least see it. You know, I mean, a lot of our bills from Weston and Sampson was over 5,000. So I think we just got in the habit of all the Weston and Sampson bills being okayed one at a time. I don't even know whether that makes any sense.
It does. I mean, once again, so we have four Weston and Sampson bills in this packet. One was the blower. This is phase 6 I&I. The siphon next, and then wastewater treatment plant upgrades, which will be coming.
That'll be bond.
The fourth one.
That'll be a bond issue.
Right. So my question to you guys is, moving forward, what makes it easier? We're going to continue to get these reports from Weston and Sampson. Should we approve this $925 that is the current November invoice that is attached to this bill? Or are we more worried about anything over 5,000? You guys tell me.
I think the difference is, Charlie, this project here is a $48,000 project. It's not a $5,000 bill or $4,800 bill, whatever it is, $975. Right. It's really a $48,000 project that we're working on here. When you're saying $5,000 billing an item that Ed might have spent $2,000 for to get a vehicle repaired, that's different. That's a $2,000 project. Whereas this is really, somewhere along the line we approved $48,000 for this I&I, okay, and we should be approving as we go along against that $48,000, which is what you're showing now.
Right. All right. So my question, going back, and once again, because I just know from the 3 or 4 meetings I was here.
Yeah.
So I mean, as long as we get these, I have no problem requesting an approval of the payment. We'll go back to the blower of $925 invoice, based upon a contract of $18,500. If that's the way you guys want to do it, I have no problem with that. I mean,
I guess that's fine, Chal. Why change it? You know what I mean? as long as we don't have to do the weekly ones that we were doing for under, you know, the under the 5,000, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I threw out the electric bill. There's no reason for us to approve the electric bill.
Yeah.
And there was probably 18 pages of those things.
And so, it's not like we're going to deny it. You know what I mean? It's got to be paid. It's part of operation.
Right.
Yeah.
So just Mr. Miani, what would you like to, I mean, we will continue to get these type of reports. Should we approve the payment of 925?
Sure.
Well, I don't mean should we, because we would. All right, a second.
Second. Or, no, I'm sorry, Bob, you got a second.
I got a second. Who made the motion?
I did.
So Mr. Curtis made a motion to pay $925.
Oh, okay. I'll second it. Sure.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So that invoice is taken care of. Then we'll go to the phase six INI. We have a $2,400 invoice from Weston and Sampson. Do I hear a motion to approve this invoice 122-40161 for $2,400?
I'm making a motion to pay it.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. All right. The next one is the siphon. This is a goodie. The contract's $109,000. The first invoice we just received for $7,000. Let's do this. Anybody want to make a motion to approve invoice 122-40165 in the amount of $7,000 to Weston and Sampson?
I'll make that motion.
A second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any discussion? So,
Charlie, this one here, how are we going to, are we going to take this out of our general funds until we know whether FEMA is going to cover it, or is this something we take out of bond? I mean, I would hate to, who knows what this could turn into, and I hate to take it out of our bond money, but I'm just kind of curious. I'm just putting out a question that we may need down the road on this. You know what I mean? FEMA involved, what is your thought about doing this project and where the money should come from?
I'm not going to answer for Brian, but in working with FEMA, they only reimburse up to a certain percentage.
Yeah.
Typically not 100%. All the FEMA work that I did with emergency management, it was up to 75%. So the town is, or the city is still on the hook for the other 75. I don't know what we're asking for, and either Mr. Tedeschi or Mr. Hall could chime in, but
I think it's too early to know.
Technically you have to pay up front, and it's a reimburse. FEMA is always a reimburse.
What are we actually doing on this siphon? This is only the engineering fee, right? We're saying $100,000 for engineering.
Right. This is engineering. Yeah, this is for engineering and permitting. And right now, what we've done is we've gotten a licensed land surveyor. They did the topo mapping and they did the bathymetry mapping, and we're mapping out the problem area.
What is the problem area? I guess that's the question.
It's just it's at the Naugatuck River, just south of the railroad crossing bridge. Yep. There's the three siphon pipes. They're exposed. Like I was saying earlier, there's about half of them. They according to drawings from 1965, they were installed 5 feet under the riverbed. Half of them, you can see them now. And then at low tide, you can actually see 30, 40 feet of piping laying on the bed, on the riverbed, exposed.
And that's affecting the siphoning?
I'm sorry?
Is that affecting the siphoning of the...
No, it's a risk. They're susceptible to damage being exposed.
Right. Once the water undermines them, Mr. Miani, then now you're looking at a pipe collapse or something. So somehow we have to shore those up to stop the water from doing that.
And I really don't think it's part of the referendum.
Okay.
I don't consider it plant upgrade. I think it's, you know, we're going to have to get paid out of the operating expense budgets and you know, cash accounts. And then, like I said, hopefully we get as much of it as we can reimburse. But, you know, this is an instance where, again, having, you know, these budget surpluses is going to help us because it's going to cover things like this. But I'm open to other opinions if we think
there is an argument to be made. I agree with you, Brian. It's not part of the bond issue, that's for sure. It's like any other line that ruptured, we'd have to repair.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I think we're fortunate enough to have the money to repair this right now, but yeah. Well,
the repair, I mean, so we've done a survey and we're talking to FEMA to talk about funding because I don't want to get too far along with the design unless we know who's funding this, because the potential fund, like we talked about before, could be $1 million to make this repair.
Yeah.
It's not doing it isn't an option. You know, right. What I mean?
No. But so, we got
to. You know, I don't disagree. Like, we need to understand who's paying for it. But if FEMA says no, it's not like we're just going to go, okay, well, then we'll leave it as is, right? So,
if FEMA says repair the riverbed, one thing, or redrill new siphon, I want to see what they would fund or not fund. You know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So if they say do it this way, we'll pay for it. Do it that way, we won't. Then I get it. Okay.
I want to make sure the funding agency is on board with the solution and they're going to fund it. Because the previous one we were looking at was a riverbed restoration, and only that. You know, there's other ways to fix this problem. You could build a pump station, which is a lot of money, and I'm not saying that's, but that is an option. Redrilling the siphon, that's an option, and some type of riverbed restoration is an option. So, this is what FEMA regulates. So, we want to have a meeting in house with them. We're hopefully going to meet with them sometime in the January. So, I want to get the funding source on board before I don't want to get to 100% design. See, and then we go, no, we should have done this, right?
Right. Then you're going back to 100% design again.
Yeah.
Understood.
So I got enough to talk to the funding people.
All right.
I'll give this one page summary as we go along. To help everyone understand what's going on and from a financial and a technical standpoint.
No, these are good. Any further discussion on this invoice? All right, a motion been made and seconded for $7,000, Wesson and Sampson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. One more to go. All right, this is only $44,500, Bob. You're doing good here. That'll buy a tire and a half.
And it's 1% of the project.
It's right.
So all right. This is the upgrade. So we talked about, you know, in my engineering report, I'm just summarizing what we've done to date. Moving forward with 30% design of the $60 million upgrade. Had a great meeting with Ed's team last week. And we're putting that pen to paper. Well, used to be pen to paper. We're building the 3D models. I'm not, but people are. So we're building design drawings of the proposed improvements. So this is going to be a big effort. I don't think these invoices, the overall project is 18 to 21 months. We're going to be done in late 2026. We have a target of fall of 2025 to get to 30%. Where, like I said in my report, the value engineering session will happen, because this is over a $10 million project, and more than likely funded by DEEP. They require a value engineering. Another consultant will come in, look at what we develop next year, give us suggestions, do this, did you consider this? We compile that information and then get the blessing from the state to move forward. And then, so this is going to be an ongoing project for 18, 21 months.
Rob, are you getting approval as you go along, or are you just starting to design and then submit it after you're done?
The 30%, so the 30% approval is what we're targeting. That's, we can't, that starts the value engineering. So we need to get a design on paper, in CAD, and in order to have another engineering firm review it. So that's what we're going to have monthly meetings, maybe more frequent, but at least monthly with Ed and his team as we go. So we had some concepts. Next time they're going to be a little more detailed, and the next month will be a little more detailed. And approvals only within the people on this call. We have approval because we're following the facilities plan that was approved. So we're not changing the process. We're not building something that's not, you know, we're not going to a different process. We're designing what's been approved with the facilities plan. It's how to design it and in a way that it could be built efficiently while the plant is still running on a small site. So it's going to be a challenge, but I
guess my other question would be, this is a $3.28 million contract value.
Yes.
If it's coming out of our budget, I don't remember us putting anything like this in the budget.
This is referendum. And we talked about before, this is over the next couple of years, this is going to be expended out of the referendum budget.
But somebody's got to pay for it right now. I mean, you get a $44,500 bill right now, right? So we're going to pay it out of our budget?
Bond budget.
Pardon?
Brian could talk to this better, but this would come out of the approximately $14,000 left in the bond.
$14 million,
that's left in the bond. Correct, Brian?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, so this 44 is going to be applied to the bond, okay.
Yeah, it'll be applied to that bond section. I mean, from a finance perspective, what I have to be monitoring is just their overall cash flow, right? I think we're... And that can be a report I also start to send along so that you can sort of see like the balance sheet side of things. Because once the cash flow gets to a point too low, we know we've got all these expenses coming. Then I actually have to go out and kind of like draw down on some of that bond referendum money and go get and actually issue bonds so that I can get the cash to pay for things. But you know, but that's sort of something I have to deal with and worry about, how much you all want to get involved with that side of it. Like I said, happy to give you the balance sheet. We can talk through the actual cash flows, but otherwise that's something I've got to, you know, handle.
Well, I'd be very happy, Brian, if $52 million showed up in my Christmas stocking, and I give 50 to the new wastewater treatment plant and the other two for administrative costs for me. But understood. So, yeah, Mr. Miani, this will come out of the current bond account.
Okay. We're definitely going to need something that gives us what that balance is and how we keep dropping it against the account, right? What the status of it.
Yes, and Mr. Curtis had asked earlier in the meeting if we could just get at least a quarterly update of where that account stands, and I'll talk to Mr. Hall about that and how we could accommodate to continually show where we are with that.
I would think you need more than a quarterly update, though.
Well, only if Mr. Tedeschi keeps buying Ferraris at $44,500 every month.
It should be in there every month. Like, as things get approved, you'll see it in that monthly report down in that capital section. You'll see, like I said, this will get approved. Then next month, you'll see it show up in those expenses. So, down there in that capital account, either in probably in the engineering services section, right? So that's where it'll start to grow. And like I said, we budgeted the $1.3 million in cash to kind of go out the door this year. We'll see how that goes. We've got more than that in cash in the bank. I would say there's around $5 million in cash in the bank between operating and capital. Should cover us, I think, for certainly the next budget cycle. If we need to draw down on that extra bond money, we've got that to do that. It's just at some point, when we get to the actual $60 million project, or actually long before that, we've got to figure out how we're going to pay for this, right? Because $3 million is just for the design, right? So then it's the plan for, okay, how much of that $60 million is going to get spent in 27, 28, or whatever. And then you're talking, okay, now we got to do a townwide referendum and figure it out.
All right. At this point, any more discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to pay the Weston & Sampson invoice 1224167 for the amount of $44,500 from the bond referendum.
Make a motion to pay out of the bond or referendum.
Do I hear a second? Second by Mr. Miani. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. All right. So all our invoices are paid. We do have one more thing coming up. Just under old business item number 10, because we're dragging this one along. Do we have any update on the contract between WPCA and Aquarian? I know we spoke about that last monthly meeting.
No, it's still with the lawyers right now. I know Aquarian's really been pushing hard. They wanted to get the bills out for January. I think the city's lawyers are just swamped with a lot of different projects and initiatives. So it's going to be another month before we see anything.
Mr. Miani or Mr. Curtis, anything on that?
No.
I'm not sure what this contract is between WPCA and Aquarian. What's that about?
When they bought, their deal with Ansonia finalized.
Oh, okay.
So now we used to have this kind of convoluted arrangement between us and Ansonia where we build customers and vice versa. And now we're trying to change it to where, you know, they build their customers, we build our customers. You know, it's going to be better for Derby because right now we take on a lot of the risk associated with it and do a lot of the work. So we're really just doing something that makes more sense for everyone. But it does require contract changes and there's a lot of red lines and
but just you've got people or households that are on the Ansonia line, right? They're tied into Ansonia, and then same Ansonia people are tied into Derby. That's what you're trying to change. But what happens when you have a problem in the line? Is Ansonia going to take all the responsibility of fixing it, or looking at Derby to fix it?
Yeah, no, nothing would change as far as whose responsibility for their own lines are. This is just purely around the billing and who's doing the billing.
Right.
Because like right now for the Derby customers that are on the Ansonia, you know, stuff on the Ansonia WPCA, what's basically happening is we're billing them based on the Ansonia rates, okay? And we're guaranteeing Ansonia a certain amount of money. And then if we collect the money, great. If we don't, well, that's on Derby. So now Ansonia is like, well, if you're billing based on our rates anyway, like, why don't we just do the billing instead of you, you know? And then we don't have to issue the bills. We don't have to explain to people why it's different versus Derby, you know what I mean? So that's what we're cleaning up. It's just who's okay. Doing the billing. The servicing, nothing that's going to change.
Fine.
Thank you, sir. All right. Item B, proposal for fog emulsifier. To me, this falls under the biscuit muffin biscuit thing, but anything else on the fog emulsifier?
It's the proposal that we looked at back in October. When we went over it, there was language in there that they were going to maintain the pump. We had stated in the meeting that our crew was going to maintain it. So the board asked that the language that they were going to maintain the pump be removed. So the proposal that we now have is with us doing the maintenance and repair work to it.
So that would be a new contract that would have to come before us, Ed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we don't have it yet. We're getting there.
Oh, we do have it. It is attached.
Okay. RDPS, you might have put it in there, but I didn't see it in the was sent to me.
That's it right there.
All right. We'll get to that one in a second. Actually, we could talk about it now while we're on it.
So I think the cost is exactly $5,000 for the initial setup, management, and everything with Weston & Sampson. And what this is going to be doing is this is a grease matrix that is going to be help diluting the grease at Roosevelt Drive Pump Station.
And Mr. Curtis and Mr. Miami, my apologies because this just came out to you guys tonight. More time to look it over, or what's your pleasure?
I personally don't think so. I think this is, I would call something like this an insurance policy because it's breaking down the grease. It cuts back on a lot more problems they're going to have at that station. I think it's $5,000 well spent.
Okay. And Mr. Miami, do you have any questions on this $5,000 contract for the Roosevelt Drive Pump Station?
Sounds like it's something more of a maintenance contract, I guess, to correct some other problem, right?
Yes.
Sounds like it to me, right, Ed? Thank you. All right. Then I will entertain a motion to enter into the contract with Weston and Sampson for the amount of $5,000 in regards to the Roosevelt Drive Pump Station.
Motion to proceed.
And a second?
Second.
Mr. Miami, second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passed to enter into the contract. That won't even get you a jack stand, Mr. Tedeschi. Come on.
That's our construction arm, CMR. That's what they do. I don't know.
All right. So, Ed, you covered item number C in your report, 124 Old New Haven Ave, nothing new, no bills yet?
No, sir.
And item D, which is a transcribing tool, which came up in the last meeting, I have had some interest from the city clerk who does a lot of the minutes of the meetings. He would like to look at a citywide solution. So I will be meeting with him to look at some companies. I did look at Otter AI and a few others. But Otter AI, I thought, had the best because it interfaces with our meeting platform. So I will get back to you. So no further discussion on that. Nothing on the new business, so I'm going to go to number 12. Anybody want to make
Charlie, a Charlie, just on yep. The Otter AI, the only thing I'll say is, you know, because everything and WPCA is online versus, you know, having to have to go up to microphones and being in a, you know, in a big room. I do think it's, they're two very different maybe needs, and one can be done easier. And I would also question, you know, what's the real benefit of a, you know, from a cost standpoint, or let's just say a scale standpoint of these tools, and do you really need to wait to get to figure out a solution for the city, which could be more complicated than what the WPCA just needs to get some of these minutes transcribed that just haven't been done in many months. So that's all.
Excellent thought, Brian. And I was going to bring this up after the meeting to ask you to hang on, but if you have time tomorrow afternoon, I'd love to come over and say hello.
Yeah, and I'll be around. I'll be in the office tomorrow, so please swing by whenever, and we can chat about all these things.
All right, City Hall closes at midnight?
Yeah, tomorrow's late. It's 6 o'clock tomorrow.
So. 6 o'clock tomorrow. All right, Ed, are you around tomorrow afternoon?
I'm on vacation until January 2, but if you need me, I will find a way to get myself there.
I don't, you know, I've been sitting on this board for 3 months, and I don't think that vacation request came to our approval. Yeah, that's all right. Good for you. I just got back myself from a tropical island. So,
nice.
All right. I'm Brian. I'll come over and say hello tomorrow afternoon, probably around 2 o'clock, and we can talk about it. But other than that, number 12, a motion to adjourn.
All right. Make a motion.
Mr. Miani, second. Becky Kelly Curtis. Any further discussion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any aye. Opposed? Listen, y'all have a great holiday season. We'll be seeing you after next year. And once again, I'm going to try to make these things a little bit quicker for us and better put together. But to you and your families, nothing but love and the best time with Santa.
Yeah, back at you all.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Take care.
Bye.
Good night.
Go on.